Chapter 4 Neighbours. Where's my mother? She's not in our flat. You know she can't walk. Did somebody take her? Who? Where did they go?
Sylvia sat down on her mother's bed and cried.
Where is she? She thought. Who's with her? What can I do?
She stood up. Her feet hurt, so she went to her bedroom for some better shoes. She started to take off her dress, but then she heard another loud noise. Another building fell. I can't stay here inside the building, she thought. It's too dangerous. She went quickly out of the flat and down into the street. Then she stopped.
Where can I go? What can I do? She thought.
First, she had to find her mother. After that... But no, she didn't want to think about Marco. He was in the ruins of the Oasis restaurant. And she couldn't think about Gabriel. Perhaps he was in the ruins of the Plaza Cinema. Suddenly, she saw a neighbour. The old man lived in the next building. She went to him and put her hand on his arm.
Oh, Mr. Enrique, she said, you're safe.
The old man didn't move. He didn't see or hear her. His face was white and his hands shook. He started to cry quietly. Sylvia shook his arm.
Mr. Enrique, she said. It's me, Sylvia Delgado. Where's my mother? She's not in our flat. You know she can't walk. Did somebody take her? Who? Where did they go?
The old man turned and looked at her.
Sylvia? Mrs. Delgado?
I don't know, he said. I can't remember.
There was something. Yes, I think. Perhaps it was Mr. Garcia. Yes, Mr. Garcia, the man from the second floor in your building. He carried her down and put her in his car. Yes, that's it. It was Mr. Garcia.
But where are they? Said Sylvia. Where did they go?
He said something, said the old man. I don't remember. He said, tell Sylvia.
Tell me what? Please remember, Mr. Enrique, please.
He said, something about a park, said Mr. Enrique. Yes, that was it. It's safe in the park, he said. He wanted to go away from the buildings, past the river, to Liberty Park.
Sylvia looked at Mr. Enrique's sad old face and put her arm round him.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, she said. I'll come back later. I'll help you then. Help me? You can't help me, said Mr. Enrique. I haven't got anything now. My wife. My home.
Liberty Park was outside the town, past the football ground. Sylvia started to walk. Then she stopped. Her mother was old and ill. She had to take her medicines. And they were on the table next to her mother's bed. It was dangerous, but Sylvia didn't think about it. She ran back into the flat. She found a big bag and put into it some warm clothes and her mother's medicine bottles. Then she ran outside again and shut the door behind her. It was a long way to Liberty Park. Sylvia started walking.